I think the thoughts are, and the most important part is, what an absolutely fantastic effort to play 100 minutes, which I think was 3 minutes in injury time in the first half and 7 minutes in the second half. To play 100 minutes with 10 men is and to be honest, be the best team for the last 45 minutes was an absolutely fantastic effort.
Yeah, masses of positives to take. I don't think you could have done any more out of it. I guess you've learnt so much tonight, haven't you? Not least, say, someone like Conor Essam as well coming in.
He's made one mistake. He's made one, and I thought, apart from that, he was absolutely fantastic to be playing at a level he's never played at before. To be playing against players like Bradley Wright Phillips and Clayton Donaldson, he's never played against before. He'll learn from his mistake. We've got young players who we said who were going to make mistakes, and Conor will learn from that. He'll become a better player from it. At the end of the day, I suppose it's cost us, really, because at 1-0 we're in the game, so, and we'd have come away with a point. But some people have really grown up tonight, including people again like Joe Walsh, who ends up being the senior player in the centre of defence. So, but miles more positives than negatives.
I mean, 2-0 down to 10 men, it seems a long, long way back. You're thinking sort of damage limitation. In the end, I guess it just shows the value of staying in the game just at 2-0, because then they go down to 10.
Well, there was two or three things there. We had a game plan at half-time. So what we did is we split the half into two halves. And we had a game plan for the first 25, 22 minutes and a game plan for the second 22 minutes. And we did say, look, you know, it's one of the things that was said, stay in the game, because who knows how many times have you seen things evened up. So I thought the game plan worked fantastically. The players stuck to it extremely well. And if I'm honest, the only thing that was missing was a little bit of luck, probably, and a deflected shot or a corner or something like that. But I can't fault any of them. I thought their attitude and desire was absolutely fantastic.
No complaints about the sending off, presumably?
Without sort of... Look, when I used to listen to managers and go, I couldn't really see it, I used to go, yeah, whatever. But if I'm honest, you can't. And you really can't. When you're down there and there's that many bodies in front of you, I couldn't even tell whether he touched him or not. But speaking to Steve, who was sat up in the stand, he says it did look like one. So I'd have to see it on the DVD. And if that's the case, then so be it.
Lucy, there's a bit of a conundrum on the back, because obviously Mark will be missing on Saturday just for one game. You've seen what Conor Essam can do. I guess with Carl McFadden, hopefully due to play against Hastings this week in the Senior Cup, it probably just be too early for him.
Yeah, probably. It never rains, but it pours, doesn't it? And you know, we're getting to the point now where we couldn't even fill the bench tonight. So obviously Billy had to come off at half time with a sore hamstring. Serge wasn't fit. He got a knock in his ribs on Saturday, so it's a real head count at the minute, so it's going to be tough.
Same word on Carl, obviously. What do you expect him to get out of playing in that Senior Cup game? Is it just if he can get 45 minutes, that's a bonus, or are you hoping he'll play the 90?
We've just got to see how he feels. It's for various different reasons. Psychologically it will help him, because it's a next step on his recovery. Physically, obviously, it will help him, because he hasn't played in 11v11 in an organised game yet. But obviously technically and tactically he's got to get his head back to where he was before. So we'll see how he goes and take it from there.
So, and you sort of talk about match fitness. It's not even match fitness, is it? It's actually, as you say, just getting back out and playing a game of football.
You'd be amazed how alien it can become to you when, you know, I do a couple of sessions in pre-season about getting the players back to, and it sounds a bit strange, but working out where they stand and working out where they are in relation to all the different white lines. And to be fair to Kyle, we organised a game behind closed doors on the training ground a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, it just felt strange. I didn't really realise where I was on the pitch. And 4 months is a hell of a long time to be not on a football pitch. So it's going to be extremely alien for him.